Hello, and welcome to the first UHB Longer podcast. I am Jenny, and I am very excited to be your host. So these podcasts will be a monthly event, and they will focus on library resources and services that we have available. So anything that you need to help with patient care, any research that you're doing, perhaps a university assignment, or if there's just anything you want to know for your own interest, hopefully you'll find something within these podcasts that will grab your interest. We do also have a large collection of books, DVDs and educational board games, so we'll be doing some reviews of those as well. But I thought for our first podcast, it'd be good to do a little feature on the Wellbeing Zone, which opened in the summer of 2019. And I have with me Samanti, who is the genius behind it. So very welcome, Samanti.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Thank you for making me part of your first podcast.
Oh, it's good to have you. So I think, first of all, for anyone who hasn't been to the Wellbeing Zone yet, if you could just give us a bit of information about what it is and what staff and students can expect to find there.
Yes, it is a happy nook, you know, inside the library where any member of our trust, you know, our staff, students, volunteers can unwind for a while during their busy and stressful day. So that's the idea behind the Wellbeing Zone. It is available 24/7 with their Trust ID badge. So they are welcome here anytime, you know, suitable to their schedule. So we have kept in this zone some comfy, colorful sitting arrangements where people can relax and enjoy some me time.
Oh yeah, we all need a bit of that.
To make this experience delightful, we try to enrich the collection with variety of resources. For example, users will find some interesting well-being and mood-boosting books, like using poetry to promote talking and healing, yoga, Pilates for everyone, some how to beat insomnia, or you know, how to cope with stress and anxiety. So this series, and also some fiction, popular fiction, and you know, inspirational biographies and autobiographies. And this is first time we are having in our collection fiction as part of our main collection. We never had this before. It's not only books, well-being books and fiction. We also started adding movie DVDs to our collection, which are very popular now.
Oh yes, and I think the Jigsaws of Grieving
Rose. Oh yes,
popular as well.
Yes,
we had a few completions.
Yes, we tried to keep a lot of options, you know, in the Wellbeing Zone, such as the coloring sheet, Sudoku, Jigsaw, and educational board games. So you know, people can find their interest. Having said so, it's absolutely up to the user. They can choose nothing, you know, to do nothing and just sit and enjoy the vibrancy of the space.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a bit of that already, where people sitting there with laptops,
yes,
readers,
yeah,
just if they want to watch a film, just have somewhere,
yeah,
quiet to sit. And there is also, we've got a feedback book and a board to put inspirational messages and things like that, and people have been using that, haven't,
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah.
That's been really good. So where did the inspiration come from for the Wellbeing Zone?
To be very honest, well-being is a buzz in the trust right now. So it's trust is taking some good initiatives to promote well-being of all staff. And I think our trust believes that healthier and happier staff provides the best care to the patient.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true.
Yes, so, and this inspired me to do something from the library just to support the idea. And you know, to be very honest again, the library has always been adding a small section of well-being books as part of their collection, very small, but my intention was to make it large and visible to all the users. So as part of the project, I visited some NHS libraries, local libraries, University of Birmingham Library.
So I came with you to the,
yes,
and
you,
like,
saw
really
their, you saw their well-being zone. So yeah, we saw the well-being activities, you know, from the library, the library's initiatives to promote well-being zone. And all these things, all this evidence inspired me to form a well-being zone inside the QEHB library with the help and support of our lovely library team.
Oh, you're making me blush. So just talk about we've touched on it a little bit already, but what has the reaction been so far? Because we did have the launch back in the first week of July,
yeah,
and that went so much better than we could ever have imagined. So we gave out goodie bags that day for anyone who came in, and we made
at that really point.
Yeah, we ended up making about four times that in the end. We were supposed to keep that going for the whole week, and we ended up having to stop that a bit earlier because we just gave out so many. And we did see a lot of people who hadn't visited the library before, so that was really good as well. So if you want to say a little bit about how you felt the day went and what the reaction's been for you since then.
On the launching day, the response were overwhelming. We just delighted to see lots of footfalls, and you know, I think we ended up giving 118 goodie bags.
Yeah, it was very busy.
Yes, we prepared for 30 initially, and we ended up by giving away 118. So yeah, and lots of positive feedback. And since then, it's not only the launch days. Since then, you know, we have seen a high in books and DVD borrowing statistics. We have seen people recommending us books for the well-being zone.
Yeah, because the feedback form has, or the feedback book has had a lot of suggestions, and
we bought some good books on menopause after the recommendation for the well-being zone. And also, you know, we have seen people, many new faces, which we never seen in the library before, you know, doing some coloring, doing some coloring or solving jigsaw. So it's really happy. It's really happy. We are happy and feeling very blessed seeing people are using the zone. I would like to read two comments of my, you know, from the feedback book. It reads, "It's a very remarkable idea. I enjoy just having a quiet read in the relaxing sofa, comfortable red sofas. You know, keep up the great work." The second one, which is my favorite, "Thanks for giving us the space. This is what I needed today." So yeah, it's really good to see people are using it.
Oh yeah, and as I say, it's definitely been very, very well used from very busy areas. So it's all been fantastic so far.
Yes.
So we thought this will probably be a regular feature, as I mentioned at the start, that we'll do some book and DVD reviews. So again, for our first month, it would be quite nice to review a film. It's a film called Wild, and it was one that Samantha here recommended to me, actually.
And you liked it too.
I did. You give some good recommendations, got some good film choices going on. So I think we can trust that any DVD you get from the Wellbeing Zone should be quite a good one.
Yes. Thanks.
So Wild, if you haven't heard of it before, I don't think I've heard of it until you told me about it, actually. But it's based on a true story, and it's about a woman called Cheryl who decides to go on this massive hike. It's Pacific Crest Trail.
Yes, PCT.
And it's from something like Mexico to Canada, and it's 1,400 miles.
Yes.
And she's someone who actually hasn't really got any hiking experience, so it's quite a mission for her. But she's someone who's had a lot of, don't want to give too many spoilers away for anyone who wants to wear it, but she's had a lot of personal trauma from quite a young age. She's hit rock bottom pretty much, but this hike is going to get her back out of that, isn't it? And to inspire her to get her back into normal life as she can, and give her inspiration
for the future.
Definitely, and let her get out there, clear her head a bit, I think, really, let her think about things. And she sees some beautiful sights. That's a really beautiful hike, and it's quite mad how she can be in a forest, and then a bit further along she's in the snow. It's quite a crazy trip.
It's not about the destination.
No,
it's all about the journey. And you know, through the journey you discover yourself. So yeah.
She definitely did that.
She definitely discovered herself. She overcame her fears, her own shortcomings. And yeah, it's so motivating. And you know what? I watched this movie when I was feeling very low on that particular day for some personal reason. And I watched it, and it completely inspired me. So this is a kind of movie, very, very inspirational, very, very very motivating.
Yeah, and some of the things that she goes through, I think people can relate to as well, can't they? So particularly, again, not to give too much away, but she has something happened with her mom,
right?
I think it's something a lot of people, sadly, can.
Yes.
But yeah, and there are some, I mean, it's quite an intense film, but there are some quite light moments in it as well, I'd say. And so it's definitely inspired me to I mean, if she hasn't got any hiking experience, really, has she?
Exactly.
She had never hiked,
and you know, with that huge backpack on her back, she hiked it. She completed, and every time, you know, in the movie, someone inside her was telling her to quit it.
Yeah.
But she didn't. And that's the beauty of our life, isn't it? We don't quit.
I think definitely.
It's very inspiring.
I wouldn't say everyone needs to go out there and do a 40-minute
hike. Oh, yes. You know, you need to find your own way to discover yourself,
yeah,
or, you know, to go, to push your comfort zone and, you know, accept the challenges. Yeah.
Yeah,
to find yourself.
It's a good choice for the well-being zone question, I would say.
Thanks.
Oh, so I think that brings us to the end of our very first episode. So thank you very much for listening, and we do hope that you enjoyed it. I'll just mention, if you are interested in visiting the zone, as we mentioned already, it is open 24/7. So as long as you have your Trust ID badge, you can come and use the zone at any time of the day or night that you want to.
And if you have your base library card, you can borrow books and DVDs.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a self-service machine in the library, so when the staff aren't there, you can use that to borrow the books. You can register for a card for free, so if you haven't got one already, you can either visit the counter when we're open and fill a paper form in. Or if you visit base-library.nhs.uk, you can register online for a free card.
And please feel free to recommend us more good books, you know, DVDs. Which we can add to our collection.
Definitely, yeah. And also clinical books as well, we take recommendations for those.
So
anything for the zone, anything for just the general library collection that you have, please do put your recommendations in. As we mentioned, you had some recommendations for Wellbeing Zone, and we did go out and purchase them, and the same with the clinical books, isn't it? We did purchase a lot of user recommendations. But if you've got any comments on today's podcasts, any other recommendations, perhaps if you've seen Wild and want to give us your opinion on it, just send us an email to qelibrary@uhbnhs.uk. Don't worry, we'll keep everything anonymous, but we would love to hear what you have to say. And so remember to check back next month for our next episode.
Thank you.